The Kenai Peninsula has no shortage of wildlife, but if you're planning to start a pig farm, the Kenai is definitely not the first location that comes to mind. There are only a handful of breeders open for business, but a family with a small farm in Anchor Point wants to change that. They're planning to bring a particular breed of pigs from Washington that could thrive on the peninsula. KBBI's Quinton Chandler has more.
Jenna and Brent Groberick's farm is tucked away in a small corner of Anchor Point, accessible by a couple of winding gravel roads hidden back in the hills. They moved from Southeast Alaska to Anchor Point one summer about 6 years ago because they wanted to build a farm.
What made you guys want to just go do that? Just buy land, build a house, get goats?
The goats were kind of an afterthought, and no, I'm just kidding. But I don't know. We've always wanted to do this. We both come from agriculture background, and we slowly got involved with the agricultural community, and it just seems like there is a big void to fill.
Locally sourced pigs are one of the big missing pieces contributing to this void the Grobarics see.
One of the reasons why we feel like it's important to have this resource here locally is because, A, when you bring animals in from different places, you could also be bringing in diseases, even though they're supposed to be quarantined and they're supposed to be health checked.
There's also the price. Jenna says Alaskans looking for live pigs are at the mercy of constantly fluctuating prices dictated by outside events.
Last summer, there was some sort of, do you remember what it was?
Cholera.
Yeah, some pig cholera disease that was going around. And so the supply was low and the demand was high. So the piglet prices went way up.
To help build a local stock that is isolated from these problems, the couple want to introduce a special breed of pig called Herefords to the peninsula. Hereford pigs are just one of the old heritage breeds traditionally raised by farmers before the age of the modern factory farms. A lot of heritage breeds are endangered now because big market suppliers don't raise them.
Like a factory pig lives in a 10 by 12 cell and never sees the sun. And that's where you get, you know, it's fed a corn diet, and that's where you get the white in the meat is from the specific diet. And these pigs are going to be out roaming around, and with exercise, they get, you know, their red blood cells and muscle tissue moving. So you get generally like a marbling of the meat, which is different for pork than you're used to.
The Grobarics are hoping people in the community will chip in to bring the Herefords to Alaska. The pigs will be shipped from a breeder in Washington State. Jenna says they're looking at about $250 per head for the males and $225 for each female, not to mention the cost to transport. So they put together a Kickstarter online.
We wanted to give the agricultural community here, even non-agricultural, for people that might be interested, they could support our Kickstarter and our project by purchasing ahead of time a finished hog.
What Jenna is trying to say is people can help pay the hog's way here by buying stake in the future hogs the Grobarics will eventually breed. They have a goal of just under $6,000 for their Kickstarter, and about $670 have been pledged so far. If they don't reach their goal by May 31st, the Grobarics say they'll take out a loan and pay for the pigs themselves. They are looking to buy 6 females and 1 or 2 males. They'll need 2 males at least if they want to sell breeding pigs to people interested in raising their own stock. In Anchor Point, I'm Quinton Chandler.